Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Charlene, and we're so happy to have everyone that has joined us tonight and ready for a message and a healing. Like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. All the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. And this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone line and in the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you're on the phone line, remember to press 1, and that lets me know that you would like to be brought on for a live message. And in the chat room, just type your name in, your first name, and I will put you on my list. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. Before I get started, I'd like to ask everybody to go ahead and put out a proxy list who you'd like to see this healing to go to tonight. It could be an animal or a friend or family or anybody you think could really use this healing. And remember, we never overcome anyone's free will, so if a healing goes out to someone and their soul chooses not to receive it, they will not receive it. But I do highly recommend it for animals because they are so, so receptive to healings. So if you'll put out that proxy list, I'd like to start with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour? Bless everyone tonight with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Help them integrate this healing tonight with grace and ease and comfortability. Raise all of our vibrations and our frequencies up to such a divine level of peace, love, happiness, and joy, and to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I'd like to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening tonight. Whatever you are seeking in your life, whatever it is you need, if you've got some sort of physical ailment or something mental or emotional going on, if you have a broken heart, whatever it is, ask that this healing go to that. All right. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everyone and infuse everyone with so much light. Send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. New Way healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing and remove 500,000 layers off of everyone? And the New Way healers are a group of archangels and ascended masters. They'll be clearing your space, and Jesus is the head of that team. Mother God, would you please come in and would you take everyone apart and give them a healing of your nature, and please give everybody a brand new power source, a brand new processor, a brand new set of chakras. New Way healers, please clear everyone's relationship space. Please clear their career space. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please restore everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity to them 100%. Reset and reprogram everyone to divine, true, love-based. Please clear and remove any pain, suffering, fear, and lack or burdens that they may be holding, body, mind, and spirit, heart, and soul. Please awaken their heart and apply a total heart healing. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please waterfall everyone with agape. Let's bring those frequencies and vibrations up. Please shift everybody into divine, true, love-based. Please clear all worldly and all planetary energies, any group consciousness, programs and patterns, please clear and remove everybody's burdens, any inner turmoil, any chaos, any outsiders and intruders, anything blocking them from having that personal power, peace, and clarity. Clear and remove it. High self, please connect to the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and apply every healing that there is. Please open up all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Guarantee any energies that's just not theirs. Clear and remove it. Let's take everyone up to the goddesses. Goddesses, would you please open everyone up and clear all inner layers? Clear their mind, their brain, their inner dialogue. Please clear and remove any sickness, illness, or disease, anything creating that, causing that, or allowing that, or attracting that. New Way Healers, please clear everyone's life path. Let's pull in everybody's energies. Jesus, please clear everyone's rows. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Guarantee their energy field is clear and is strong. Jesus, please clear their secret, sacred chambers of their heart. And please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate their tree of life. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everyone? God, Goddess, Creator of all, guarantee everybody is connected up to you, all of their gauges, their faith, their trust, their knowingness, their belief, and their certainty gauges are connected up to you. Their havingness gauge, their I can have it gauge is cleared and connected up to you, and that they are connected up to divine supply. Clear any hate, anger, negativity, rage, victimhood, victimization. Please clear and remove any expectations or goals, judgments, or criticisms that have been put on them by themselves or anyone else, or their lives or their souls or their names and all past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now. Somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Please clear any disbelief, unbelief programs, separation or division programs, and let's put the bring down Jesus, the divine matrix grid on them, ground it to the earth, connect them to Creator of all, pull all of their energies back from the past, from the future, and bring them into the present moment. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please apply a divine attunement, give them an attitude of adjustment, and guarantee that they are in the present moment and solidly grounded to the earth. Angels of the violet plane, please immerse everyone with a violet flame 1 billion times fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everyone's head and clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain. Apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. Please clear and remove any brain clouds, brain clogs, brain fogs, and give everybody a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment times 10. Guarantee everybody is running their own energy. Please, God, Goddess, Creator of all, turn on everybody's, all of their powers. Guarantee that their personal power is at 100%, their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional, their energy power, their money and wealth power, their creator of those powers are all turned on. Anything that would be turning off any of those powers, clear and remove it. Please clear any programs and patterns to allow fear, pain, suffering, or lack to control them in any way, and move it on out. Jin Shinjitsu healers, would you please come down and give everyone a Jin Shinjitsu healing, all of the body flows 5 times fold and the organ flows 5 times fold. Please clear and remove any fatigue, or tiredness and anything creating it and causing it, guarantee Jesus that their life force is activated and they are creating energy. Their body is creating energy as it should, and their energy is restored to them. Please restore every aspect of them, their divine, true, authentic self. Please turn on their brain power, their memory power, and please just power them up. Mother God, turn on their optimism, their enthusiasm, their motivation, their determination, their bravery, their strength, their courage, their confidence. Guarantee their life path is clear. Everybody's looking good out there. That's good. Everybody's energy is really, really shifting. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bring in the divine miracle healing energy. And I ask that this energy flow through each and every individual through this entire show, this entire hour. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please commune with everybody's soul. Please download to everyone any information that they need for their life path, from their soul chart, from their book of knowledge. Mother God, could you please bring in everybody's soul chart? Please clear their soul chart, and please let's open up their phylum list and guarantee that their phylum list is cleared and they are at the very top of their phylum list, prioritizing themselves first in their life. And please reprioritize the rest of their list according to what would be for their highest good now in this present moment. Please clear and remove any pseudo-false blueprints, any obligation list, anything that they just don't need or that's just not theirs. Clear and remove it. Clear and remove any obstacles, any fears that anybody is holding. And let's waterfall them with this divine miracle healing energy and this creator of all energy. Turn them on and power them up. Mother God, would you please activate their divine spark, their divine soul spark, their divine feminine spark, their divine soul seed atoms, their angel light. And I'd like to ask all the angels in the heavens to send all of their healing energy down to everyone tonight so that everybody can feel the loving essence of the divine and raise their vibrations up to a higher level. And folks, know that during this entire show, you will be receiving a healing from Deeksha, from the Reiki Masters, and there's just so much healing energy that we have going through during the entire show. So, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to pass it over to Jean, and Jean is going to sing the Reiki Codes, which is a healing on its own. So I ask you to please, again, you can use the same proxy list or put out another one. And if you have somewhere particular you'd like this Reiki healing to go on yourself, I highly recommend it. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, and thank you for the facilitating that wonderful healing. And as Charlene just suggested to everyone, if there's anything going on with your physical body, any aches or pains or anything in particular, just intend that the Reiki go there and that is where it'll go. And also to your pets, if you're drinking a drink, a water, whatever it is you're drinking, ask that the Reiki be infused into your drink as well. So the first Reiki code I will be singing is the Chokurei, and it's inviting the whole power, all the power of the universe to come in. And it opens the rainbow bridge, and it calms down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing. It seals, purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Ze Sho Nin is the distant symbol, and that is me directing the energy to go straight to you, out to everyone. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs the healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline. The Sehe Ki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies and it sets boundaries. And it heals negative patterns, and it works toward breaking addictions. The Dicomio is the mass symbol, the great purifier. It enhances and it empowers all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that slices through any obstructions. And the Kriya at the end is about perfect balance. And it's also about balancing your energy and raising your awareness. And it's about action and creation. So please set your intentions and breathe. Chokore, chokore, chokore. 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 Hansha ze shonen. 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 Dicomio, 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 Dicomio. Raku. Seheki, Seheki, Seheki. Seheki, Seheki, Seheki. Kriya. Kriya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. All right, I'm going to call in a major house healing. So if you have a particular address or office that you would like this healing to go to, please put it on there. You can always put it to boats and cars and things of that. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please lay your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. New Way Healers, would you please come down and remove a million layers off of all of these homes and properties, ground them to the earth, connect them up to Creator of all. And in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please infuse these homes and properties with light, love, and agape. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and property with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and properties with a fine-tooth comb and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below. Ground them to the earth and pop those healing roses and send them down to the earth for transmutation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties a triple special walk-a-roosh from the all. Fill these homes with so much love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send billions of archetypes of angels down to these home and properties and sweep through these homes and properties and clear every aspect of it. And please plug your healing power source into the four corners of these homes and infuse it with light, love, and agape and your essence and presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, the house healing is complete. I'm going to pass it back to Jean, and we are going to start taking calls. Jean, do we have anybody on the phone line?
We sure do, Charlie. And the first caller that is waiting on a message, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the D-Way Power Hour.
Charlene and Jean, this is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. I'm sorry. There's background noise. Can you talk to me now, or do you want to just put me on hold and pick me up later?
No, I'll talk to you now.
Okay.
Ellen, your guardian angel is talking about a career transition. And when she says this, it could be in the form of a promotion in what you're doing now, a shift in what you're doing, or it could be in the form of an opportunity presenting itself to you that you've been really asking for. So be open and be aware of this so that when it comes, you can make the choice that will be best for you. And
this is wonderful news.
She's also wanting you to know that what you're doing right now, that you're on the right path. So keep doing what you're doing and keeping your thoughts positive. Stay in the present moment because she says there is a really big blessing coming your way. You have a spider riding, and it's also about the number 8. Abundance and acceptance. So be open to the abundance come to you, Ellen.
Oh, my arms are open to receive it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for calling into the show, Ellen, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Let me listen to the rest of the show, okay? Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that would like a message, the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing good. Vicki, you've got a horse working with you, which is about personal power and travel. Now, your guardian angel says that there's something that's been bothering you lately that it's sort of, she said it off and on takes your personal power. And she says just let it go. It's some sort of emotion or something like that. And she says you're just wasting a whole lot of energy with it because it appears to be something that you can't really do anything about. Do you know what she's talking about?
My living situation, maybe?
Whatever comes to you first is probably what it is. But you might be able to do something about that. I don't know. She's just saying to change the way you think about things and hold your power, okay? Also, she says that, you know, do some manifesting in your life. She says you know how to do it, but it takes it's important to know to raise your vibration up and to be really positive when you're putting out there what you want. She says because you can change anything, you know. Just stay positive and whatever this is, this emotion that's controlling, she said it's like it's controlling you, pulling your energy down. She said just change your attitude about it and it will change, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, and you have a good evening. Thanks for following the show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 411, excuse me, 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, y'all. This is Becky.
Hello, Becky. I always get excited seeing that 411 number. That's what that's about, abundance. Whatever you're thinking about right now is coming to you. So that's such a great phone number to have. Okay, Becky, your guardian angel is saying that whatever it has been weighing on you in the form of a concern, she's saying just it's time to make a decision about what you want with this and so that you can let it go because it's not serving you. And she says you are strong enough to make this decision now and so that it will allow you to relax and to just kind of let it go. So whatever it is that's coming to you that's kind of weighing on you, and she says in the form of kind of like a burden that you're carrying around. Just make this decision for your highest good so it can be done with. And she says, you have the tools to make the decision that will be best for you. You have a bluebird with you, which is about happiness. You also have hummingbirds around you, which is about joy. So you carry this high vibrational energy, and letting concerns kind of pull you down is uncomfortable to you. So she's saying, you know, stay strong and make a choice that works for you specifically.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for following the show, Becky. You take care.
All right, y'all have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that would like a message, the last four digits of your number are 9802. Welcome to the Z-Way Power Hour.
Hey, good evening, y'all. It's Neely.
Hey, how are you doing tonight? Good to hear your voice.
Y'all too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, your guardian angel is showing she's got like several other angels around her right now. Are you working on some sort of particular project in your life because something specific?
So.
Because she says that they're helping you. There's like a whole other group that have come in to help you. She says that the door is open and the pathway is clear for you to make your next move. And you have got a blue jay working with you that is knowing the truth through your intuition. So follow that intuition because you got a team that's right here working with you, okay?
Great. That's good news. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
Y'all too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, and this is the last caller on the switchboard before we turn to the chat room guests for messages. The last four digits of your number are 9459.
Hello?
Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I am good. How are you?
Doing well. It's a rainy, cool evening in South Carolina, and it feels really good.
Okay, I know.
The first thing I see with you is an animal guide that's stepping forward, and it's a raccoon. And the raccoon is about hands-on healing and the healer within you. Do you do hands-on healing work?
The only thing I probably come a little close to that is probably my makeup artistry. I do that on the side sometimes.
When you do that and you transform and you enhance the way somebody looks, you are healing the way they see themselves. So just know that that is a blessing to that person. And your guardian angel is saying that at this time, it's important that you have confidence in yourself and your choices. And because it's time for you to spread your wings and do whatever it is that your heart's desire is. She said it's the perfect time, and she said you're ready to go. So hold that confidence and go forward with what it is you want to do. And if you're already doing that, just ask that whatever you're doing is enhanced, kind of to raise you to that next step. So if you want more clients, if you would like a bigger income, if there's a shift, if you want to work for somebody different or to work for yourself, she says those are many choices that you have, and it's time. She keeps saying.
Okay, I guess that was validation. I guess I just need to push forward and create something on my own.
Well, and she said you have the courage and the confidence and. She's saying the word fortitude, the strength, is what that tells me to do this. So good luck with that, Regina. And thank you so much for following the show.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlene, the first person
that the chat room guest that would like a message is Paul.
All right, Paul. Glad to see y'all in the chat room tonight. I see an elephant with you, which is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. Now, your guardian angel is saying that it is very important for you to stay in the present moment, because any worry and anxiety that you are experiencing and feeling is coming from you jumping into the future. Say, you know, basically looking about, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Or whatever it is you're asking, but she says you're jumping into the future way too much. And she says, in the present moment, create what you want. You're really good at that. And, you know, you and your wife together, by visualizing things, could create a lot using the law of attraction together, because they say, and I believe it, what two can see will be. So if you have the exact same vision and something that you are seeking and you put it out there, then you can bring it in by the both of you visualizing it. Now, your guardian angel is talking about a vacation, and she says give your mind a vacation, because, you know, do something that you would do to calm your mind, to bring you in the present moment, and to regain your peace. She said you really need that vacation in your mind. So good luck, Paul. I see a butterfly with you as well, which is about transformation. Something is about to really shift in one part of your life, and it looks really positive. So have a good night, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next guest in the chat room that would like a message is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel is saying that it's time for you to speak up for yourself. If there is something that is not resonating or working for you, it's time to speak up for yourself. And it's important, your guardian angel is saying, to speak with kindness, and realize that whatever it is may not be resonating with somebody else as well. So she's saying that within that, it'll create a harmony within the relationship of whoever it is, a coworker, a friend, even a stranger, if something's not working for you, but to speak up and speak up on your own behalf and to speak with kindness. I'm seeing a dove with you, Jim, and that's about peace, and it's the peace that you feel in your heart, and you know that that comes from your creator. So good luck, Jim, and thank you so much for following the show.
All right, the next person on the list is Deanna. Deanna, I see a lion with you. Lion is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. Your guardian angel is actually saying there's a big money drop coming for you soon, sort of in an area that maybe that's unexpected. So expect big things with that. It's like a good financial shift for you. And she's saying keep moving forward, that you've got some sort of project or something that you're doing or something that you're thinking about and working on. She said keep moving forward with that. You're on the right track.
Okay, the next person on the list is Mary Lou. And Mary Lou, your guardian angel is saying that she's been working behind the scenes with your guide team and your other guardian angels, your other two guardian angels, concerning concerning the relationships in your life and creating a balance within that and a harmony within that. And she's also saying that it's important at this time to write about your feelings. If you don't feel that you can say something to someone, go ahead and write about them. And even if you just need to say something and work it out in your own for yourself, you know, to write it down and to just kind of look at it the next day, so that you can have a different perspective of it, seeing it on paper. And she said that's going to help you, and it'll be a blessing within itself to help whatever is going on to come to a resolution and to heal and to be a joyful outcome for you and for whoever else involved. I'm seeing a deer with you, Mary Lou, and the deer is about gentleness, being gentle with yourself, as you are gentle with others. And I'm also seeing a hawk with you, and the hawk is about a messenger. Look for the messages that come to you, because they're blessings from God. Thank you so much, Mary Lou, for following the show. Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Candace.
Candace, your guardian angel is telling me that you have a real strong connection to the divine, and she says that you're not always aware of this. You've got a past life that's really, really active in your life, and it's a past life to where you were you felt kind of lost in your life at this time. And it looks like a long time ago back in Europe. And anyway, you were a female in that life, and you just felt like you couldn't get ahead. You just felt like you were lost. And what happened in that particular life is something just like woke up in you one day, and you began to work on your soul. It's almost like you remembered God. Something happened in you, and it's like you had a spiritual awakening. And it helped you really get through life, because that was a time in Europe a long time ago to where, you know, women didn't have a lot of power. Your guardian angel is saying that the reason you're looking at that is because there's something waking up in you now, that you're going through something. It's like a spiritual growth period, but you're having some sort of spiritual awakening. She says, so pay attention. You remember meditation is prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. So if you don't have any kind of meditation process, or if you do, pay attention and work on that, because they're saying that there's signs everywhere, and they're just waiting for you to connect stronger, because they're connected to you. Now, you also, I think I heard Jean say, you have a zebra working with you, which is about seeing the big picture, seeing between the lines. Things are more than just black and white. So look for those signs. They're everywhere. And thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that is ready for a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying at this time it's important to trust what you're feeling about the excitement and the passion that you're feeling about your career and about your love life. She's specifically pointing out these two things, and to follow what your heart desires. Okay, and that's her first message. Her second message is to let you know that your home is safe. For whatever reason you might think, or what she's just saying, your home is safe. And then her third message to you is, they're working behind the scenes, your guardian angel, with your finances to boost them up, to add to your flow of abundance, is what your guardian angel is saying. So there's an importance in trusting in all three of these messages, because they're coming really strong to you. I'm seeing a horse with you, and this horse is about personal power, your own personal power that you hold strong as you walk your path. So good luck with all of this, Jennifer, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next guest that would like a message is Jenny.
All right, Jenny. I see a penguin working with you, which is about astral travel. Now, your guardian angel is saying that you are out there really traveling a lot at night, and you're bringing you're bringing back a lot of different messages back to you. That it's like at night when we're asleep, the guardian angels, they're working with us. We're out there traveling, and a lot of times, you know, we travel to a lot of healing places, a lot of different kinds of things. I don't know if you remember your dreams or not, but your guardian angel is saying they're sending you messages at this time. Pay attention with new thoughts and ideas that are coming to you, because that's part of the future, and it's part of a plan, a future plan for you. So pay attention to that, and they're really sending you a lot of messages through your dreams. So if you have trouble remembering your dreams, you know, say out loud before you go to bed, I want to remember my dreams. Help me remember them.
Okay, the next person that is ready for a message is Morgan. And Morgan, your guardian angel is saying it's important at this time in the phase of the new moon, which happens tomorrow, to be very gentle with yourself. Anything that you're ready to release, to let go of, that is no longer serving you, an emotion,
holding on to energy of the past. Just, she's just saying, just let it go with this new moon and be very gentle with yourself, she's reminding you. And she's also saying that sometimes you hear messages in your head like, and you know it's not your voice. She's saying to trust this is your clairaudience. This is a gift with you, and you're hearing messages that are being sent to you, and they're loving messages. And that's the key right there, loving messages. So any message that you would get, whether it's in the physical that you hear somebody say or you hear it in your head, it's always a positive message. Anything other than that, just she's saying disregard because it has nothing to do with you and where you are in your now. And I'm seeing a dove with you for peace. I'm seeing a turtle with you. And the turtle is about helping you stay grounded and in the present moment because that's where you, where all your blessings come to you. Otherwise, if you're in the future or the past, you know, you may miss them. So the turtle is helping you stay grounded in the present moment. So thank you for following the show, Morgan. And Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Kelly P.
Kelly, you have got a blue jay working with you, which is knowing the truth through intuition. You also have a hummingbird, which is about joy, and a bluebird for happiness. Sounds like you might be a bird watcher. If not, you're not watching them, they're watching you. And your guardian angel is saying that it's important to let go of anything that you feel, any thoughts or negative emotions that are pulling your energy down so that you can change your inner dialogue. Because she says there are certain changes that you they have been speaking to you about making, but you've been unwilling to do them. And she says the thing is some of these changes, they have sent you energies and healing, that there's something that you know that they've been talking to you about that you have to do your part when it comes to this. And she says, ask for guidance and help or the strength to do your part. But remember, you're the one that has to do it. And I'm seeing transformation for you. So keep your thoughts positive about whatever it is you need, you know, to help you do your part and ask for that because I see you having it. If you need to manifest anything, tomorrow is the new moon. I highly recommend doing manifestations on the new moon. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Vivian. And Vivian, your guardian angel is reminding you to keep your eyes on your intended target, what your goals are, what you've planned, but also to stay in the present moment because that's where you need your energy to be. And it's the less of forgetting about it, but it's knowing that this is what you set your intentions and your goals to be or where you want to be in your future, but stay in the present moment. And she's also saying it's important that you just breathe, Vivian. Sometimes it's best to slow down and just take a breath and just breathe and allow that energy to flow through you and anything that you no longer need, release with your breath. She's saying that sometimes you get too stressed, and the breathing will help with this. So just breathe, Vivian. I'm seeing a zebra with you, and that's about seeing the big picture. And it's also, you know, a lot of psychics have zebras with them. So the zebra is encouraging you to trust your messages, trust what you get, because it's right on. Okay, thank you so much, Vivian, for following the show. And the last person, Charlene, that is ready for a message before we wrap up is Christina.
Christina, you have a squirrel working with you for gathering. Your guardian angel says you're on the path right now of gathering things. She says stay patient and steadfast and true on this path because you are right where you're supposed to be and right on time. And you also have a rhinoceros working with you, and that is ancient power and wisdom. And she said you have the power, the knowledge and the wisdom to do or be anything that you want to do. So put out there what it is. You came here for a specific purpose in this life, and she says you will do it. Do it. And you are strong enough to do it. So thanks for following the show. And we'd like to say good night to everyone. I'd like to ask Jean to take us out with a special prayer, but please follow us on Facebook. We will be updating our website soon and putting out all of our summer radio show dates. We will be going back to twice a month in June. And you can, like, our website is www.divineinterventionistheintention.com, and you can befriend Jean and I both on Facebook. And we so thank you for tuning in and following us. And you can go straight to the archives and listen to this show and get the same exact healing whenever you want. Whenever you have a day where you feel like you need more energy, this is a great show to listen to. We listen to it a lot ourselves. Jean?
Charlene, I've had one person pop into the chat room that I'm going to go ahead and give a message to before I say a prayer, ending the evening, and it's for Lisa. Lisa, your guardian angel is saying is be very clear about the intentions you set for yourself, and she's specifying for your day, your intentions for your day, how you want your day to go along, if you want it to be smooth, if you want every communication that you have to be crystal clear, if you want to be safe as you go through your day. She's saying be very specific, because you're very good at manifesting what you want. She's saying manifest for your day. Also, she's commending you on your sense of humor, that this is something that is in a loving way to help you laugh through things that some other people might not be able to laugh through, but she's commending you, and she says, keep your sense of humor. It's a beautiful gift. I'm seeing a dolphin with you, and the dolphin is about the mana, the breath, and the dolphin lives in the water, but it breathes the air. So use the water to release any emotions that you're ready to release, and breathe the air in and exhale to relax and let go of any energy that's stuck within you, is what the dolphin is saying. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're so happy that you did. Charlene and I both really appreciate all the kind words, the kind emails that everyone sends about the show, because we really enjoy doing this. And as Charlene said, we'll be posting our radio show date for June on the website, so look for that. And as always, you can always listen to any radio show in the archives for the healing to come through. That's one of the ways I like to go to sleep at night, because it sure does relax me, that healing does. So once again, thank you so much. We really appreciate everyone that tunes in and joins us and follows the show. So I'd like to finish with a prayer. Creator of all, I ask that you please bless everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour with peace in their hearts, clarity in their minds, and ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. I ask you to please lead and guide them and bless everyone on all levels of existence. Protect them and shower them with your divine blessings, and let thy will be done. Netakwe oyasu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, and you have a blessed evening. And remember, the new moon's tomorrow, so it's a good time to set your intentions and manifest for what you would like for the following month. Good night.